Country Bob FM.
It is the public service that the Bob Morning Show provides known as the Almanac. I think if you were to look into it as far as community college, I think the Bob Almanac is worth a credit and a half.
Wow.
That's pretty high, I know.
Yeah.
I've consulted with a number of professors and teachers, and they've listened to it, and they have accredited it to about a credit and a half. So we are accredited, and those credits are transferable.
Well, that's good news.
We have, speaking of transferable, we're going to give away some tickets coming up for them. It's a family four-pack to the ERX Bulls and Barrels event this Saturday, June 1, at the ERX Motor Park, Elk River. We gave away a four-pack to Rick and Greg, and now we'll give away a third one at the end of the Almanac, part of a quiz for Wednesday, May 29th, 149th day of the year, 216 left to go. You know, we beat Wisconsin in most categories. We beat Wisconsin in a number of things, but this date in 1848, they beat us to statehood.
Oh.
They beat us to statehood.
Gosh, by about 10 years.
Just
huh?
about a decade, 1848. Wisconsin became the 30th state of the U.S. Congratulations to them. Happy birthday, Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
1910, an airplane raced a train from Albany, New York to New York City. The airplane pilot, Glenn Curtis, won a $10,000 prize. He was laughing all the way to the bank. He knew that his plane was faster, unless there were some real strong headwinds.
Right.
The winds affect the plane more than the train, I would
right.
assume.
I would think.
Although cows would affect the train more than planes.
Mm-hmm.
There's no chance. Do you know of any planes that have a cow catcher on them?
I have not seen that. We'll have to check with Boeing.
In 42.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas.
Very nice.
Bing Crosby, the Ken Darby Singers, and John Scott Trotter Orchestra. The John Scott Trotter Orchestra recorded Irving Berlin's White Christmas. This is the original version. The version we hear most often is the 1947 version, which was re-recorded. But this is from 42. And, of course, then it was in the movie, what, Holiday Inn?
White Christmas, actually. No.
It was originally in the movie. They did a movie, White Christmas, but it was actually originally in the movie, The Holiday Inn or something like that. And Irving Berlin wrote the song. You know, he's Jewish.
Wow. Figures.
So, yeah.
You know.
1942, that was
That's very good. Boy, could he sing, huh? Gosh.
Now climbed at last, a lofty outpost of the world. 29,000 feet above the sea, Hillary and Norkey set foot where man has never stood before. They join history's greatest adventurers. They conquered unconquerable Mount Everest.
Edmund Hillary, Sir Edmund Hillary, as we know him now, and a Sherpa, Tenzing Norgay of Nepal.
Mm-hmm.
First climbers ever to reach the summit of Mount Everest. And I just saw a story a day or two ago that a lot of people are climbing, almost too many are, causing problems, and there are people dying.
Jeez.
Climbing Mount Everest.
Several.
There's too many of them. Yeah, they're like setting records for the number of people that get overcome by the lack of oxygen or whatever.
I think it's 11 just this year.
That is, that's a number.
To the point where I'm no
You know, you can mark that down as ways that I'm going to perish. Climbing Everest is not on the possibility list.
Negative.
That and also running a marathon. That's another thing. There's no chance that I would die from doing that either. So this date, 1969, these guys released their debut album, simply called Crosby, Stills, and Nash. This was their debut hit. And this is about Judy Collins.
Yeah.
One of them had a little fling with Judy Collins. I think it was Stephen Stills. So, 1969.
What an iconic song that is.
50th anniversary of Crosby, Stills, and Nash. 73 in L.A.
This city is ready, not for a black man, not for a red man, not for a yellow man, not for a white man. It's ready for the best man. And
that's Tom Bradley. He became the first black mayor of Los Angeles. You know who helped him?
Good speech.
You know who helped him get elected?
I don't.
Sulu.
Sulu.
George Takei was one of his supporters and backers.
Mr.
And
Sulu.
He became the first black mayor of Los Angeles, and he was the first black mayor of a major U.S. city, too.
Yeah, he did good.
Which was pretty significant on this date in 73. In 76, Joe Niekro, in his 22-year career, hit his only home run of his career playing in the National League. The pitcher's hit, of course. And guess who he hit that home run against?
What year was it?
76.
Bert Blyleven.
Nope, his brother Phil.
Oh, that would make sense.
It takes one knuckleballer to know how to hit a knuckleball.
Right?
So, yeah. Nuxy hit a home run off Nuxy.
Love it.
So, that was in 1976. In 87, Michael Jackson reportedly and was rumored to have attempted to buy the remains and the bones of the Elephant Man.
I remember that.
But, of course, leave it up to Oprah to get to the bottom of it.
Did you buy the Elephant Man's bones when you were trying to get them?
That's another stupid story.
Uh-huh.
I love the story of the Elephant Man. It reminds me of me a lot. You know, I could relate to it. It made me cry because I saw myself in the story. But no, I never asked for the Elephant Man. Where am I going to put some bones?
I don't know.
Why would I want a pair of bones?
That's a good question. That's what we were asking in 1987.
In the closet.
Right, exactly. That's where bones go.
Right.
That was in 87, 99.
Trevor Houston, you've made the first docking with space station look effortless. You've set the standard for all those who follow. Congratulations.
Nice work.
You have a go.
Space Shuttle Discovery, they have a go because they just docked with the International Space Station. That was 1999. 2001 in the news.
He is the man who beat the system. 25-year-old Casey Martin took on professional golf and won.
This has been a tough time, but it's also been a great time and a great experience, and I'm just thankful for the support I've received from, you know, everyone across the country, just the words of kindness to me.
Casey Martin, this date, he was a pro golfer who had a congenital leg issue situation with his leg. He couldn't walk a golf course. So the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that Casey Martin could use a golf cart to ride in tournaments. That was 2001. A lot of people were up in arms saying that that would give him an unfair advantage.
I think it was the right thing to do.
It was. And his real problem was he wasn't able to win on the... It didn't matter, the card or not.
No, he just didn't have enough game
to be able to... I think he finished in the top 30 once in the U.S. Open, and that was it. But it was kind of a landmark-type ruling, and now we're dealing with this again with John Daly, who has an arthritic knee. He was allowed to wear a cart. He could wear a cart, too. He wears all kinds of stuff.
Right.
He was allowed to ride a cart in the PGA Championship, and he's asking to now ride a cart at the British Open. And, of course, the Royal and Ancient, they handle things a little bit differently.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be interesting to see if they allow it over there on their courses for the British Open.
Stay tuned.
Yes. We are also remembering Harvey Korman today.
When that coin went in there that had the picture of Roosevelt on it, that's the one that came out. I put the dime in there.
I don't care. Now, you just lighten up on that machine, or there's going to be trouble.
Harvey Korman passed away at the age of 81 on this date. Of course, he was, that's Headley.
Lama.
Yeah, Blazing Saddles, a lot of Mel Brooks stuff, and of course, the Carol Burnett Show.
What year did he die?
That was a cameo, of course, Tim Conway, who just passed away last week. 2008, Harvey Korman passed away at the age of 81, and then this was in the news a year ago.
ABC has just issued a stunning statement, Wolf, that says the show has been canceled. I'll read you the two-sentence statement. Roseanne's Twitter statement, these racist remarks earlier in the day, are abhorrent, repugnant, and inconsistent with our values, and that we have decided to cancel her show.
More importantly, Neil, what do you think of people that say issued instead of issued? What do you think?
I checked my Funkin' Wagnall.
Somewhat self-important.
That does not fly.
Issued. Yeah. So that was 2018. We were dealing with the Roseanne thing. Birthdays now.
Let her face it first, just go sleep. Turn the wider, shade off fair.
Gary Brooker, Procol Harum, singing White was a good one, too.
Theirs. We heard some classic music this morning. I like it.
74 for him. Happy birthday from Procol Harum.
Yep.
Hi, Lucas Lorenzo Spencer.
Take thee, Laura Weber Baldwin.
Take thee, Laura Weber Baldwin. You'll be my wedded wife.
But do I have to marry his hair? Oh, my God. It was just curly and ugly. Anthony Geary. Yeah, he was Luke. It was Luke and Laura. General Hospital. He is 72 today. Two of the Jackson. You know, when you have 100 kids, there's a good chance that at least a couple of them will share a birthday.
Sure.
Rebbie Jackson is 69. Latoya Jackson is 63.
They're sisters?
Yes. Huh. John Hinckley Jr., 64. He tried to assassinate President Ronald Reagan. He was released a few years ago. Hmm. 64 today. Ted Levine.
Oh, wait. Was she a great big fat person?
Yeah, she was a big girl, sir.
Yeah, I miss. No, I read about her in the newspaper.
That's not politically correct. Big fat person? Come on. That's Buffalo Bill. He was the serial killer in The Silence of the Lambs.
Okay.
Ted Levine, 62.
Come to my window.
Be careful, Clarice. Be very careful. Melissa Etheridge, 58. We had Crosby, Stills, and Nash earlier, and Melissa thought it'd be a good idea to have a child that eventually will grow up to look like David Crosby.
I would have rethought that.
Used him as a donor.
Yeah.
She's 58 today. Yeah. Blair Warner.
Are you crazy? I wouldn't steal Roger. Well, I could, but I wouldn't.
Of course she would, because she's Blair Warner. She's from Facts of Life, and she is Lisa Welchel, 56 today.
Yeah!
She's Mel B, Melanie Brown, one of the Spice Girls. She was Scary Spice.
Scary.
And for a long time, a judge, as you heard right there, on America's Got Talent. Melanie Brown, 44, and now with the Gons But Not Forgottens, here's Neil Freeman.
Right into it we go. And American patriot Patrick Henry, Pat Hank, if you will. He's the guy who gave us the phrase, "Give me liberty or give me death."
Didn't he also coin the phrase, "I want my MTV"?
He might have. He might have. It might have been his last dying breath, because he got the latter. 1736 for Patrick Henry. And what about legendary entertainer Bob Hope?
Welcome to the Academy Awards, or as it's known at my house, Passover.
Oh, yeah.
Leslie Towns Hope. He changed his name to Bob. And he is one of our most endearing and well-liked entertainers of all time, not to mention everything he did for our troops on those USO tours. Bob Hope, born on this day, 1903. Our former president, John F. Kennedy, was born on this day, 1917, Jim.
We choose to go to the moon in this decade and do the other things, not because they are easy, but because they are hard. Because that goal will serve to organize and measure the best of our energies and skills.
Uh-huh.
What do you think of a guy who says decade?
Decade? Well, he's president. I'm okay with it. He can say whatever he wants.
Yeah, I'm
with
you there.
And you know, we did get to the moon by the end of the decade.
We did. 1969. That was John F. Kennedy, born on this day, 1917. And one more. Remember the rock group Toto? Here is their bassist, Mike Porcaro. Nobody handles a five-string bass better.
That's a little bass solo from the song Africa. Kilimanjaro's rising above the Serengeti Plain, as you know.
Right, it happened.
He was one of the three. I think they were all brothers. Porcaro. You had Jeff, Steve, and Mike. I think two of the three are past, including Mike.
They were the backup band. Who were they the backup band for? Remember that? And then they came on their own. Toto.
I don't remember that. I know the Eagles were the backup band to Linda Ronstadt.
Linda said,
no, you guys are really good. You should go out on your own. But I don't remember who was Toto backing up.
Oh, I'm going to check it out.
Starland Vocal Band?
I think it was somebody just a little more prominent than them. So, there you have it.
Were they backing up the Hello Mudda, Hello Fada guy?
Alan Sherman. They are all gone, but not forgotten.
It's quiz time. If you want to go to the ERX Bulls and Barrels show this Saturday, here is your question here today. It's the Almanac Quiz question. Name one of the two Jacksons. Name both the Jacksons.
Yeah.
Because everybody's going to get the one, probably.
Right.
Name the two Jacksons that are on our birthday list here today. There are two Jacksons. Don't say Jesse. Don't say Reggie. This is the Jackson family. We had a Michael Jackson reference earlier, wanting to purchase or supposedly purchasing the bones of the Elephant Man. But we had two Jacksons from that very family on our birthday list. 763-450-0100. One family four-pack ERX Fun Time. Come on down and give us a call. And if you know, you gotta know them both, too. We're going to make it tough on you.
Right.
Call now.
Give
call
us a
now.
Call. 763-450-0100.
Patty Loveless, Blame It On Your Heart. Willie Nelson, Merle Haggard, Poncho, and Lefty. Trace Atkins, One Hot Mama.
Let's go, Patty.
Okay. We'll see you at the Richfield Legion today. Can't wait.
All.